The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late. We're on page Kufman Aleph, Das Midasacha. So it's Erev Shavuot Shabbatamas, Erev the 3 weeks, and we're in the Sugya of Sina, of hatred. Today we might get to the definition of Sina Shechinim that we'll understand it a lot better than we have in the past. We're on page Kufman Aleph. We'll go to the where it says Tikkun HaSinah, because there was just a deep in the Tosfos at the end of that section, which it's not necessary really to go back over. Let's just go into Tikkun HaSinah Mitzad Yisod HaRuach. We're talking about different ways, we're learning about different ways to work on this problem of Sinah, this Mida of Sinah, that comes as a result of feeling separated, apart, different, alienated. It causes hatred. And Rav Schwartz is explaining the refuah, the Yeshua, with each of the midas, or the kachas and nefesh of Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. So we're up to Ruach, at the bottom of Kufnan Aleph. Hachelik hashlishi zusina mikach yisod haruach. K'moshe hizkarnu. Haruach biyisoda bnuya al arba kivunim. We have learned that ruach is built on four different directions, the four ruchos ha'olam, the four directions of north, south, east, and west. L'chol ruach yesh es atchuna miyuchedes lo, and each ruach, each kivun, each direction has its own unique characteristics, its own tchunas. Each ruach is different from the other three ruchos. Mitzad kach, hasina chala machmas hashinui. So we understand that there are different kivunim in the world, different directions, different ways, different types of people, different interests, different cultures that come from different parts of the world, and so on and so forth. And remember that sinah comes from the word shinui, and shinui means that the source of sinah is traced back to this feeling of being other or different. So ruach means the four basic kivunim that separate and divide between one person and another, one country and another, one culture and another, and so on. Or even the way we speak in English, we said that this person is headed in a certain direction. It's a direction. Each person has a direction in his life. And there's a meaning to what is east and west. What does that mean? But there are different directions, and each person is following a certain seder that leads him in his own particular direction. And that separates between people. That creates differences between people, and shinuyim, changes and differences, are the source of sinah. Adam sone es mi shaholach b'kivun shona mimenu. A person can hate someone who is going in a different kivun, who is following a different direction, who goes a different way. Oma atikun shal sinazu. And what's the tikkun of this sinah, of this hatred? B'tanya mevua shaderach le'akar es ha-sinah he'ayde midas ha-rachman. I've spoken about this a number of times over the past few years in shul. B'tanya explains in Lamed Beis that the way to uproot hatred is through the midas ha-rachman, through the midah of rachman, which is often translated as compassion. But it's more accurate to say empathy. Lashon HaGemara. What does this mean? Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Klum Yesh Av Sonei Es Benai. Is it possible that a father would hate his child? So Madu Ha'av Eino Sonei Es Benai. So why is it that a father doesn't hate his son? There could be many differences between a father and the son, they could be two opposites. They could be heading in two completely different directions. He's north, the other one is south. This one is west, the other one is east. They different, totally different directions in life. And yet, kumi yeshav son yas benoi. The father doesn't hate. The normal, natural state of creation is that the father doesn't hate his son. You know, the son has chosen a different direction in life, and it's a different kivun in life. Kum yeshav son yas benoi. Madu ha'av eno son yas benoi. Why doesn't he hate him? Hagdora pshuta, eis leha ve'eis lusnoi. Ahava hi hepa hasena. Shlomel says, eis leha ve'eis lusnoi, those are two opposites, ahava and sinna. Va'ov, sha'o ahivis beno, huvade enesainis beno. When you love someone, you can't hate him. You can't hate. Hate is the opposite of love. Eish kuflun beis. Now, but still, why? Why not? It says in Tehillim, Kirachim of Albon. Kirachim of Albon. Umashaha of Enosoni es Beno. Ein Zerak Machmas Ahava. The reason that the father doesn't hate his son, it's not only because of the love. There are many times we see in life that there are people who first loved each other and then they hate each other. It happens all the time. The Torah itself gives a way out of marriage with a get. And these are two people who first loved each other, now they can't stand each other. So the fact that you love someone doesn't mean that you're incapable of hating him, not at the same time. But why is it that there's this chazaka that a father will continue and consistently love his child, a parent and a child? So the answer to that question is the mida of kirachem of abana, is the mida of rachmanis. It's not just because he loves his son. Love can become hate. It's not just because of that. Because the moment that the father begins to feel hatred, meaning the moment the father begins to feel that I can't take this, my son is the opposite of me, my son is looking for a different direction than I am in life. And normally, that feeling of shinui can lead to sinna. But what happens with a parent and a child is that all of a sudden, the mida of Rachmanis comes to the rescue. Yaakov Avinu, Teferis, Rachmanis, the mida of Rachamim comes to the rescue. Ukshim Rachim Alav, Humafzik Lisnei, I say. And when you have Rachmanis, then you stop hating. When there's Rachmanis, then you don't hate. If Elisha ain't Siba Lisnei Zaben, this doesn't mean that the parent doesn't have reason to hate the child. Yes, Siba Lisnei Zaben. There are many reasons why a parent would hate the child. The child is doing things that are terrible, that are the opposite of what the parents wanted and expected of him, and the way that they live their lives. And the child is doing the opposite. So there's definitely yes, Siba Lisnei Zaben, who also ma'isim shenim ruyim, and they have every reason to hate him, to feel, what's the story with this guy? He's the opposite of us. He's so different from us. He's setting himself apart from us. We've invested so much into him to be like us and to go in this kivun, this way, and he's chosen the opposite. So, really, this should lead to hatred. But the Torah says, Abba b'shoah sh'ad sani oisai misayrim rachmav al b'no. At that moment, or it could take some time, doesn't mean necessarily that exact moment, but there's a hisayrus of rachman that one has for his own child. Rega shu'm rachim, rachmanis silka is asena. And when rachmanis comes in, when empathizing and having and compassion, when those enter, then the sinner that could have been is completely driven away. That's what we daven to Hashem. Ya'goylu rachamecha al midas ach. There's a midas adin. And we're doing things that are the opposite of what Hashem wants us to do. We're choosing different kivunim, directions in life, than the one that Hashem wants us to follow. So, why hasn't Hashem let go of us? And what is it that we need to call upon when we recognize in a clear way how we've gone astray, how we've mamish gone away? So that's when we say, Ya'goylu rachamecha al midasecha. Ya'goylu rachamecha. A lot of the davening at the time of Rishonim Kippur and Slichus is this nakuda of midas rachman. Is goyluli Ya'goylu rachamecha al midasecha. In a way that's listening. This din calls for hatred. Din calls for pushing away, for destroying, for distancing, and so on. So why wouldn't Hashem Chalila carry out the full measure of din if we've chosen such a different direction than the one he wants us to choose? If we're living in such a way that's so shonet, that's so different from the life that He wants for us, so we ask Hashem, Ya'golu rachamecha midasach, that the midas rachamim, Ya'golu rachamecha midasach. All of slichus is this. Everybody, to keep in mind all the davening of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, to keep in mind the Rebbe of Adam. And to empathize with us, not to judge us harshly according to the Midas HaDin. It says that we're so different and we're so far. We're really not so far. We really are yours, and we really do belong to you, and really we really do want to walk in your kivun. We want to live and be like you. We want to be like you, but you created the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah is pulling us in so many different directions. So we're asking you to empathize. You understand that you created the Yetzirah within us. So we're asking you, we're having a hard time. So we definitely identify with your direction, with your kivun, and we would love to do that. And ideally, we know that that's where we should be going. So how could we ask for forgiveness? We're asking for the Midas Rachman to intervene. To empathize with us, that sof kol sof, we're both of Adam, mayas ha-ben v'le'echta. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, that the father puts a necklace with money on it, with a purse filled with money, and he has a good-looking son, and he puts him in front of a place where women are there that are immoral, that are selling themselves. So mayas ha-ben v'le'echta, what should your child do? You gave us all the gold and silver by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Yeah, we were loaded up with gold and silver, and then we made Egel Azov. Now, to empathize with us, to have Rachmanis. A father has Rachmanis on the child. That's all we daven for. That the Rachmanim should be Mesalik, any din, and any sin, but any din. Because from that perspective of the Midas Rachmanim, we want to be like you. We want to be holy. We want to be good. We want to be pure. We want to be like you. But have rachmanis. We're living in this world, and in this world, we're being pulled in a million directions, and we don't have the strength many times to overcome the yetzer that's pulling us all over the place. So we're asking Yisrael, Yagali rachamach, al midasach. And the midasach racham is mesalik the din, and mesalik the sin, and Hashem stands up from the kisei, from that share of dinanisis on the kisei rachma. And Hashem then, kivyochel, gazes upon the inner point of who we are and who we really, really want to be, not the way that we've been behaving. And in that place of who we really are, we're not different from Him. We don't want things that are different from Him. We just don't know how to be like Him. We don't have the strength to overcome all of this pull, the Yetzirah, to all the different directions. You have to understand that's a davening. That's how we daven. Misad kach, hagdoras ador v'shahar rachamim mafkiyim es asinah. Rachamim is mafkiyah the sinah. Of course there could be sinah. It's so different. But the rachamim comes and is mafkiyah. It uproots and removes the potential hatred. Now, the Rebbe over there in Tanya explains that this is the sod of Yaakov Shepodas Avram. That says in the post that somehow Yaakov redeems Avram Avinu. What does that mean? How does Yaakov redeem? So the redeeming koach of Yaakov is the midas rachamim. And even when there's a feeling that I can't possibly love this person because of what he's done, there's a midas of Yaakov that's rachamim that comes to the rescue, and it's podas avram. It's able to save the love and rescue that love. So I should be able to love this person despite how he's ruined me, despite how he's gone against me, despite the choices that he's made that are the opposite of me. That somehow Yaakov can be Paidus Avram, can redeem and save and rescue that Ahava, that love. When you have Rachmanis, how many times over the years I've asked a child to have Rachmanis on a parent to have Rachmanis on a child, or a friend on another friend, you see that this friend is not doing well, that he's Tzibrochen, and that's why he's acting that way, or your son. He doesn't mean to hurt you. He loves you, but he's acting in a way that's not, it's just out of character, and have rachmanis. Try to empathize with him. Try to feel what it is that he's going through. And then you'll see that he's not so different from you. He's just not strong enough to overcome the Yetzirah, but he's not different from you. He doesn't want to go against you, to rebel against you. There's a midas rachamim. Sometimes you have a parent who's not well. For a child to be able to look back and to forgive a parent for things that went wrong, sometimes when the child grows up, he himself is a father, she herself is a mother, and realizes how hard it is to be a parent, how unbelievably hard it is. And then the kid is able to have some empathy and feel a rachmanis. My father's a good guy. My mother's a good person. So there were things in life that he didn't do for me or she didn't do for me, or things that he said or she said or did that I didn't like and I was unhappy with at the time. But can I look back now and have rachmanis? That my father was a person who was wonderful, but he was limited. There were certain flaws that he had. There were difficulties that he had. It's not because he didn't love me. It's not because he didn't want the best for me. That's the inyan of Yaakov, Shepodas Avram, that Yaakov can come. The Midah of Yaakov, which is Rachman, can come and can rescue the love, can reawaken the love that over time became lost as a result of the differences that set in between us. The differences are on the surface, not in pnimis. This is a very, very, very big and important sugi in everything, ben on the chaveira and ben on the makom, because it's also like that when it comes to kivyochel forgiving HaKadosh Baruch. Again, not that he needs our forgiveness, but we need to forgive him for things that we perceive as injustices. Let's go back inside. Hare Ahava in Yona Achdus. Ahava is Achdus, unity, oneness. It's the same gematria. Ahava is 13, is Echad. Sinna, we learned in Yona, is Pirud. The union of hatred is separation, to be divided. He bodless, to stay away from. B'shosh Adam Sine Mishu, when a person hates somebody, Ruvain hates Shimon, Ech Yisachet Ito. then how are they supposed to become Echad? Reuven feels hatred to Shimon. Shimon is doing things that are wrong in the opposite way of you, etc., etc. He is very shoneh, different. So how is Reuven supposed to love Shimon if Shimon is so different? How can you become one with somebody who's gone off in a different direction? Who's divided from you and separated from you? How are you supposed to still love him? So how, if this person is separated from you and different from you, so how are you supposed to love him? The answer is no. It's true. I can't love somebody who's separated and different from me. I can certainly have rachmanis. I can certainly have rachmanis, even on someone who's different than me and behaving differently. I could have rachmanis. Vaday is shleimus rachman chol al mishu chelik mani. But there's a higher level of rachman. Kirachim of abanim. It's possible that rachman is even someone whose mom is different from me. But there's a higher rachman, a deeper rachman. That's kirachim of abanim. Now here, the reason this rachman is the deepest rachman is among human beings, machmishah ben hu chelik mehav. It's because, of course, on a deeper level, they're inseparable. They're one person. The father and the son. The son comes from the father and the mother. The parents and the child are one. They're shleisha shut from father. So they're one. So that's why when the Gemara says klum of sanyas benot, is there such a thing? There's no such thing that the father should hate a child, that the parents should hate the child. It's because here it's not just a matter of trying to convince the parent to have rachmanis. Of course, sometimes you have to work hard at that. But once the parent, of course, comes to that place inside of himself or herself, that this is my flesh and blood, this is my own child, then there's no inyan of being separate on a deeper level. Ramamish echad. Ramamish one. B'nei av echad kulon. Aber verachma va kol maase. There's a midrash of Hashem that Hashem has rachmanis on everything that He created. So verachma va kol maase is a koch verachim yochol lochu gam b'mokim she'en gilu shel ahav. Verachma va kol maase means that it's possible to have rachmanis even if it's not your own child, even if it's in a place where there's no gilu of ahav, there's no open, clear way of ahav. It can't be that the father should hate the child in healthy people. Of course, there are people just are emotionally broken and malfunctioning, dysfunctional. That's something else. But klum ha'av, that chazak of klum ha'av sani b'no, is only talking, ka'afilu im tachol shav sena. Because with a parent and a child, even if somehow there's this huge difference between them, and you're beginning to feel some sinner creeping in, some hatred creeping in because of the differences on the surface. But the rachamim comes right away to rescue the love. Yaakov eshapod das Avram. To take away that sinner. Shom harachamim megim mikoach ha'ahav. V'gam odom shesoni azuloso kisovid mitzuras darkai. Even if it's not the parent and child. It's somebody that has chosen a different kivun, a different ruach in life than the one that you've chosen. And you can't stand the ruach that person has chosen. You can't stand the choices that he's made in life. But haslidim yimenu mali derachmim alav. The very fact that you recoil and you move away and you turn away, if you try to be mechazik within yourself, the midah of Yaakov Avinu, or rachmim, davka, now you could have tremendous achmanis. Look, an easy example. There's a successful, healthy person who earns a very nice living, and he walks on the street in Yerushalayim, and he sees a yid sitting there with his hand out, where a guy comes over to him, shul, it smells, and the clothing's dirty, and he's a total yitzlach, unsuccessful, and he comes to hold his hand out for a cup for a shekel or two. So there's an automatic recoiling that takes place. The person's mamish in a bad place, a different ruach than yours, completely different kivlin, and you might even get upset. You know, get a job, put your life together, you might get upset. But it's possible for a person in that situation, Hashem wants us to be more over than ourselves, Rachmanis on this guy. And to empathize. Who knows the guy, whatever his parents, what happened to him in his house, and their face with his wife and kids, who knows his story, but he must be so not well if he's already had to come to this point where he's sitting like this, or drawing around with his hands out. So, Rachmanis. Yeah, go to Rachamach, I'll meet this. The Minister Rachamach can come and can rescue that love. And you could look at that same person, and all of a sudden you could see him that you're not in such a way that you're really not so different. First of all, you're both Jews, and you have the same father. And really, he would be as successful and as put together as you, if he could. Something went wrong in his life. It's not that he doesn't care about appearances. It's not that he doesn't care about poverty or care about smelling or whatever it is. It's just Rachmanis. No, to explain that, he fell into something bad. He got sidraite. He got off the whatever. Something happened to him. So he got off the. A healthy kivud. Could be something happened to him in business. He was once very successful, and somebody cheated, and somebody stole from him, and now he's fallen into bad times. Whatever it is. That's the name of Verachma Vokol Ma'asav. Verachma Vokol Ma'asav. Look, the version wants to have Rachmanis on an animal. Is an Israel of Tzar Balechayim, and an animal. The Rebbe Abzushis will say when I couldn't bear to see that there was a bird that was held in a cage. It was an expensive, fancy bird. And he opened up the bird to let it go. He opened the cage to let this bird out. And the owner of the cage, okay, yes, a shayla, a chesh mishpat, how could the Rebbe Abzushis do that? Whatever. I don't know. But he had Rachmanis on this bird, and he let it out of the cage. And the owner beat him up. He didn't know that this was the Tzadik Abzushis. He beat up Rebbe Abzushi, and the Rebbe Elimelech, his brother, said that afterwards they were walking, and Rebbe Abzushi was all beaten up, and he kept on repeating, V'rachma v'kol ma'asav, V'rachma v'kol ma'asav. Yeah, Achman is on a bird. Achman is on a bird. I've told you many times that Rav Kook was pained when he was walking together with a great tzaddik, with Rabbi Levin, and accidentally Rabbi, just on thinking, he pulled a leaf from a tree that was on the side of the street, you know, when they were walking. And Rav Kook said, "Oi, what are you doing?" And Rabbi didn't know what he was talking about. He said, How could you just rip a leaf off the tree?" It's a rachma, v'kol ma'asav. And here there's something that's not a human being. It's an animal. It's a plant. It's completely different than you. What's rachma, v'kol ma'asav? What's the rachamim? What's the rachamim? What's the midas of rachamim? It rescues the Ahava. It means that even with something like that, even with an animal, to try to understand where this animal went, to understand, to empathize with its limitations and the plant and so on. But it's also something that Hashem saw fit to bring into creation. That doesn't mean you can't It doesn't mean if Rachman is an account, you can't have a flesh of Yitzchalon, because Hashem gave us the Torah and told us how to live. And that's not Rachmanis, it's a schus for the animal to be shechted with Hashem Shemai. This is the meat of Rachman. So what he's saying is that the same, that at one time you naturally feel some terrible, tremendous difference that makes you feel very far from this person. Let's say the example that I gave, this beggar. You feel very far, and you could be that you're somehow, there's a feeling of revulsion that you might even have. But that very same person, you could work on yourself that you should love this person. The Slida itself is my leader Rachna Malav. The difference or the feeling of ugliness or whatever it might be itself can bring out in you Rachna. You can look at that person and smells and says, you know, the time's going to come that you're going to smell also. You're going to be sitting in the ground and you're going to be smelling. And the time will come you'll be old and you won't be able to take care of yourself. And you're going to have to be in a diaper as an old person to have some nurse cleaning up after you. So, Rachmanis. So Ahava can come there. Zeh hasoid be'etzem sharachim nekroim kav emsa. This is the meaning of why we know that Rachman is in the center. Ches is the right, Gvur is the left, Din is the left, and the center is Tiferes, which is Rachman. Mida emsois. Ha'ahava kav yamin, love is the right side, Sinna, hatred is the left side, and Rachman is the kav emsa. It's up to a person to make that choice. The opposite of sinner is love, is ahava. But it could also be rachamim. Ahava is a yidua, k'divishon ha-melech. We know that ahava and sinner are opposites, because as we saw from Kehelis, eis leho ve'eis lisna. That's what the pasuk says, not eis lisna ve'eis lisna. It says eis leho ve'eis lisna. Aval gam rachamim hinam ha-hipach shesin. But rachamim is also the opposite of sin. Rachamim is also the opposite of sin. Va'adugma ha-gur l'zeh, and a clear example of this, ha-nemer v'posik is Yaakov ha-havti, es Esav senesi. So it says in Novi, in Malachi, it says, Hashem says, es Yaakov ha-havti, I love Yaakov and I hate Esav. Ha-yishe Esav somi l'fnei ha-mokam. Esav is hated in Hashem's eyes. Uma midosu shel Yaakov, and what's the mid of Yaakov? Midas Rachman. Ha-tikun shel Esav mikoch Rachmav shel Yaakov. The tikun of Esav is the Rachmim of Yaakov. At kamashein Rachmim, ain't tikun l'sainim. At kamashein Rachmim, yesh tikun l'sainim. With his Rachmanis, then there's a possibility that there'll be a tikun for the sinner. If there's no Rachmanis, then there's no tikun. Dugma p'shuta page kufman gimel. Dugma p'shuta yisayz ha-mashin v'gmar. Shagdar is sainim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin defines who is a sine. The question of people who are disqualified to be witnesses in a case. So one of the disqualifications is a sine. So the Gemara is talking about how do you define, what does that mean to be a sine? It means you have to have like a dartboard and you throw darts at his picture. It means you have to try to kill him, you have to sue him. What does it mean to be a soine? So the Gemara says, Kol shlei dibri mai shloishi yomim be'eva. And if you haven't spoken to a person 3 days because you're upset, because of hatred, because of negativity, that's called a soine. That person is possible as a din of a soine. Madu davka shloishi yom. So the question is, what's the thing of three? Why dafka 3 days? Now, we know that very often halacha three establishes a certain credibility or lack of credibility and so on. Chazaka, status. But he says something very deep. I do a dafka shloshia. Why dafka 3 days? K'mashe kosev ha-maral. Kol shloshia zu hagdara shel chibur. The Maral explains in many places that three is a number of chibur, of connection and attachment. The haraya, one of the rayas for this is midin lavud, from the din of lavud, which you remember from many areas in halacha, the sukkah and other areas. Kol shloisha tvachim kelavudami. So if the schach is within three tvachim of the doifen of the wall, so you have a din of lavud, or in halchseirivin, you have a din of lavud. Lavud means that within three, and within three is still seen as being connected. Kol davar she'avar as geder hashloisha, once something is beyond the measure of three, harayim nivdo me'adavar, then we consider it to be a separate thing, that the wall and the schach are separate. They're two separate mitzvahs, two separate realities. But as long as it's within three, so then we look at it like mamish, as if the schach and the wall are attached to each other. It's one. So with this we can understand. Once it's past three, it's seen as something between which is separate. Ad shalosh deiros rachmei ha'odam al zarim. It's a very deep explanation. That ad shalosh deiros, this rachmen, a parent for a child, works for three generations. Ad shalosh deiros rachmei ha'odam al zarim. For his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Beyond that, that's already not necessarily the case. Outside, beyond three, is already distanced. It's already separate. Zuha Agdorish Arachimim Afkiyim Sina. This is the meaning of Rachimim, which is Mafkiya, which uproots hatred. Kalmokim Shachulu Rachimim Loi Tochul Hasina. So wherever this rachamim, wherever Yaakovinu comes flying in, so he comes there and creates this lovud within the three to prevent the two from growing further and further apart. That's Yaakov Shapodas Avram. Yaakov is the third, the midah of rachamim of Tveris. He comes to see to it that a Jew shouldn't grow too far away from the other, from Hashem. He creates that lovud. He's able to rescue the Ahava. So wherever Kalmokim Shiachulu Harachamim, Lo Yitzokul Hasena. And when there's Rachamim, then there's not going to be Sinna. When there's Rachamim, there's not going to be Sinna. It's Kerachim of Abana. Ukshachol Hasena, Miyad Harachamim, Yirachamu, V'yakur is Hasena. That immediately the Rachamim, the Midah Yaakov comes flying in over there to prevent this from developing into full-fledged sinna. Mitzad ha-sinna, shall yisod ha-esh, shall yisod ha-maim. Mitzad ha-sinna, we learn that comes from yisod ha-esh and yisod ha-maim. Ein sigla rachman lochu. There's no siva, there's no rachman, there's no opening for rachman. It comes from the tikkun that we learn from the yisod of eish and the yisod of mayim. But mitzad ha-sinah shel yisod ha-ruach, yesh mokum l'rachman lochum. But the koach of rachman is able to drive away the hatred. Ruach has the ability to do that. It comes from yisod ha-ruach. Yesh mokum l'rachman lochum. There, in that situation, with a sinner that comes from Yisrael Ruach, their rachamim can be chal. So the sinner shenistakenes mikoach harachamim. This is the ability that rachamim has to heal, to fix, to repair this problem of hatred. When you're ma'oyver rachamim within yourself, the go the rachamecha midasecha. That's where we find that Ruach is called Ruach Nediva. Ruach Nediva, a generous Ruach. A Ruach of Nedivus, of Nedivus. To look at people in such a way, in a positive way. To have Rachmanis on people instead of sin. Okay, I'm going to stop here. The next section is on Sin Eschen. It will be the 3 weeks next week. That's what it looks like. It's happening. It's coming up. And I have something very urgent that I have to go basic in now. So we'll stop here and we'll continue with Zashchev next week. Everybody shall have a lechtig in Shabbos, a lechtig in beautiful Shabbos.